What's up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Dan.
And welcome to What's the Point Podcast,
where we're real friends who have real talk about real life.
All right, welcome back. It is officially, well, it's not the summer.
Not yet.
Not yet, but it's close enough. But it's June, you know, what brings June?
Yes.
Steph's birthday.
Yes, my birthday is the first day of summer, June 21st.
Oh, so, that's so cute.
Yeah. But yeah, June is the best month. I said that last episode. I'm going to literally say it every day this week. Or this month. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that much of a...
I did not realize your birthday was the first day of summer. Well, I also don't pay attention to like the...
Yeah, I only know that because...
It's your birthday, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way, okay, to remember it. But yeah, your birthday is in June. It's Father's Day in June.
Yeah.
It just kicks off a lot.
And this year, like... For once, like, Father's Day is not that close to my birthday. Because there are times where it's literally, like, the day before or 2 days before or a couple days before. But this time, it's, like, Father's Day is Sunday. My birthday is on a Friday.
Yeah, and I feel like it's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month in June.
Is it?
Let me look it up. Yes. Okay. June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Okay, well, shout out to all the men.
Shout out to all the men and go to therapy if you need it.
Yes, please go talk to the lady and stop blaming everybody else for y'all problems. But we're not getting into that today.
Right.
That's another episode.
That's another episode, but yes. All right, so how have you been? How have you been managing life?
I've been good, friend. Like, I think it's been a minute since we checked in with the people. But, yeah, I'm doing good. You know, life is just going well. You know, going into 27, I'm just in a good place. I feel like I'm excited for it. I'm ready for it. So, I feel like I'm doing good. Like,
that's good, friend.
Life has not been lifing. It's actually been going well.
That's so
What about you? How you been doing?
I have been doing well, too. So, June brings new things. I know the saying is, what, April showers bring May flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So, the flowers of May are kind of like, okay, I get to see them in June.
Mm-hmm.
So, June is kind of like my month of where I just kind of do things over. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's always just a good time for me to enter into something new. So, yeah, we're doing good. And life has been pretty good.
That's good. Like, I'm always glad to hear when both of us are saying, like
life is good. Yeah. Life is good. I feel like life is always good.
Yeah.
It's just all the other stuff. But
yeah, like, it has its days.
The main picture needs to be that it's good.
Yeah. Like, I have a great life. Things be going on. And that's okay.
That's all right.
But overall. Okay, well, that's good to hear that things are going good. So, with this episode today, we're kind of talking about managing life and not letting life manage you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how will we define, like, how do you manage life?
I think I hate to think about it as managing life because I feel like that it just sounds so, like, you know, like you, I don't know, I feel like every day there's something different with life. So it's like, are you always in control? You're not always you're not always managing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I would say that I manage life pretty well on a day-to-day basis. I try not to think too far ahead, and I try not to think too far behind either, like too much in the past. So for me, managing life means staying in the moment, being in today, not being in tomorrow, or not being in yesterday. Not really trying to borrow time from tomorrow or from next week, but really just focusing on what can I do today in this moment. Today is Friday. What can I do today for Friday? Like, but of course, you know, there are times where I do think about the next day, but I try not to think too deeply into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
I also like how you said, like, you know, you're staying not too far in the past, not too far in the future, just in the present moment. I think that's a good way to think of managing life.
Yeah, I feel like just enough, like, you're active just enough in the present to where it's like you're getting by, but you're not thinking too much about the future, not thinking too much about the past. But things are still going the way that they need to go.
Correct.
For you.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about for you? What does managing life
look like? I feel like it's about the same. I'm trying to get there in terms of, I'm not really a past thinker, but I am a future thinker because I'm a planner. But I think for me, it's all about balance when I think of managing life. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to have a balance, work-life balance. You know, we talked a lot about self-care last time, mm-hmm. and having a balance of the things that I want having a balance of the things that I need versus mm-hmm. some of my wants. And so I always think of like managing life and having like a balance or a little something of everything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be too fixated on work and like my professional identity and who I am and my career. Mm-hmm. I also want to integrate, my career is important, but it's not more important than like my personal life. Yeah. So I like to have a good balance.
Yeah, I think that's important. Like, the balance is a big thing when it comes to managing life, because a lot of times we'll get too wrapped up into one thing that mm-hmm. we're not like putting our time into the rest of our life aspects.
Right.
Like, if we're always working, we never see our family. We never see our family. We never see our friends. Mm-hmm. You know, like, those things start to dwindle down, and then we feel like we don't have a grasp on our life, or we don't have any control over our life because
right.
we're too invested in the things that are not our control. Our job,
right?
You clock in, you report to somebody. You're not the boss, unless you are the boss.
I mean, and even then, you should still have like a rhythm.
Yeah.
Like, I think a balance is like a rhythm. I have a rhythm. I can manage my rhythm in life. Like, mm-hmm. a little bit goes here and a little bit goes there.
Yeah.
Of course, some things are a little bit more, you know, like prioritized in different mm-hmm. ways. Or there's like some organization that I have a little bit, but mm-hmm. it's not a fixation, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Because I feel like for me, there have been times in the past where I like fixate on, and I still can find myself doing it, where I'm like, okay, I can't worry about social life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to get my stuff together for this and this, that can wait.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I try to have a good balance of it all, to where I'm like, okay, you haven't been out with a friend in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, not plan it, but if it comes, then it's okay to say, I'm gonna go do it. So
yeah, I think that's important, you know, saying like when it's, you know, the planning stuff,
mm-hmm.
planning stuff, and being able to, you know, look forward to manage it and not be like, I can't do anything because I'm always wrapped up in this,
right? Mm-hmm. So I think that goes into like what it means to manage life, mm-hmm. like really thinking of like, how are you prioritizing certain things? Are you thinking more of like career and personal and then friend? I don't know. However, when I think of managing life, I'm like, how are you prioritizing you? And then mm-hmm. the next thing that's important, mm-hmm. or, you know, everyone's view is very different, but
yeah, that's true. Like, everyone has different views on what's a priority,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's important for everyone to at least have like a top three.
Yeah.
Thing of like, okay, I know every day I'm focused on these three things,
mm-hmm.
and then you have your other things that come and go. But it's like, overall, you should have a top three. That's like, I know every day I'm feeding into these three things. Because
mm-hmm.
in any way, how they benefit to your life, you know, whatever that is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's managing life. I feel like it's not like, hey, in the next 5 years, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no, but I do think that it does require, if you want to do something in managing life, how are you prioritizing it so that way you can get there?
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
going back to like the balance, or what you said, like being in the moment. Like, are you in a space where you're super fixated on what used to happen and how things used to be that you really need to manage life in a way that you're living presently? So mm-hmm. I think it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some different viewpoints.
Yeah, it's just different viewpoints. Yeah.
I feel like when you're thinking of letting life manage you, like you're letting the situations or the circumstances control how you respond and how you react.
Mm-hmm.
And I think different things cause for that. Like, if you're grieving, of course, like that's a part in life where you need to take your time and grieve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you're just like going through very hellacious things, and some stuff can be avoided, like, I just think in letting life manage you in a circumstance like that, like, don't let life get you down or get you stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's always gonna be something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wake up one day, you think you just going to the grocery store, your car won't crank. Okay,
yeah.
Your car's not cranking. What else are you gonna do besides?
Mm-hmm.
You have two options here. Call AAA or a tow, you know, like a tow company, mm-hmm. and get it towed to the nearest place. If you don't have any money, wait to get it fixed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so many this or that, that for me, when you're letting life manage you at that point, like you're just kind of drowning mm-hmm. by everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. You don't drown.
Yeah, I agree. When you let life manage you, you're pretty much putting yourself as like, whatever, anybody can get it. Because
yeah,
if you're so quick to like fall for whatever life throws at you, then you pretty much, you're not going to make it. Because life, there's always something coming. Tomorrow, it's going to be another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, they're going to throw a curveball at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you think you're going to the grocery store just to get groceries, but now your car's not starting. That's a whole other bill that you weren't expecting. But you can't let that tear your whole day down.
Because
guess what? Tomorrow, you got to wake up and it's another issue. But it's like, you have to find like ways to deal with the things that life throws at you.
Right.
So like, for a lot of people, that's church, you know, and leaning mm-hmm. on a spiritual power. Other people is other things. But I feel like you have to find something that kind of keeps you in a level-headed space.
Right.
Because life can throw so many different things at you. You think you chilling, you think everything is cool, but here comes life knocking at your door. Look,
and I really like going back to the spiritual. That's why I really don't, I think that's how I start getting to a space where, in the last episode, we talked about that not worrying, but mm-hmm. I'm like, God, okay, you see this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah. What do
yeah.
I do?
Yeah, and that's, what do I do? That's been one thing that I've been, you know, just trying to do more as I'm, like, you know, growing into my womanhood and just growing overall, is like leaning into just trusting in Him.
Yeah.
When you think that you got it all figured out and things aren't going your way, that's okay.
Yes.
Because your plan is not always the best plan. Just,
right.
Just sit still. Practice patience.
Right.
And, you know.
Ooh, yeah, patience.
And time will reveal itself. And the things that you thought you wanted, the things you thought you needed, guess what? He got something better for you. Or He has a better plan for you.
Right.
So that's the place that I've been in lately. It's just
chill.
It's not that serious. Just
It's just chill.
But sometimes it is that serious, though.
But I just feel like you still need to find your chill.
Yeah, you still need to find your chill and your peace and your okayness with it.
Yeah, I feel like, and that's contentment for me.
Yeah,
like, I just really be content. Like, okay, this didn't work out. All right. Like,
yeah.
It is what it is. And I just, that's why I lean on the, you know, like the little things. Because
mm-hmm.
it's really the little things.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't the big parties and mm-hmm. the big celebrations. It's like the little small stuff that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think about with life. I'm like, okay, it's a lot of big things, but mm-hmm. then there's some little small things that can still make it okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, yeah, that's what I think about with life, you allowing life to manage you. Is like, you're really just letting these things overpower you and mm-hmm. overcome you. And it's a challenge, but you got to figure out the challenge.
Yeah, it's really like a recipe for disaster, honestly. Like, when you feel like you have it all under control, you have it all in your hand, something's gonna come and it's not gonna be that way. You know, like, mm-hmm. the minute that we think that we have it all figured out, oh, I know what I'm doing, I got it all handled. No, you don't.
No.
And that's okay.
We don't.
Because it's not for you to have it all figured out. It's not for you to have it all handled. You have to lean on somebody.
Right. And I'm like, I just really don't want that stress.
Right.
Like, anytime that I really try to do it all on my own, like, I'm really getting overwhelmed at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overstimulated. I'm overwhelmed. I am not ashamed to say, like, I get overstimulated very quickly.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just too much for me. And my too much might not be your too much, mm-hmm. but it's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, well, maybe another day.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that's life. Like, well, you tried it today, mm-hmm. maybe some other time.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of what you just said about, it might not be too much for you, but it's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we need to start normalizing that. Like, a lot of people don't have empathy. And it's like, just because to you a situation might seem like, oh, that's not even that bad, I don't know why she can't get through mm-hmm. that, figure that out. But to somebody else, that is a big deal.
Right.
And it's like, why do we have to play the game of, oh, I went through it, so you're tripping. You know, it's not that serious. Don't downplay my shit.
Right. I'm like, nobody care what you went through. Like,
yeah.
It's, we care, but it's like, if you're not going to care about what I'm going through, then don't volunteer your information.
Yeah.
Like, is it helpful? Like, and that's why sometimes for me, I'm very choosy with when, like, I'm very private but vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Like, I might not offer it all to you because I don't really want to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't.
Right, especially if you're one of those people.
If I'm already in a space, your extra talking is just too much.
Yeah.
I just said I get overstimulated easily. Like, I'm not going to allow you to, like, you know, start encompassing thoughts in my head and mm-hmm. my mind. Like, I don't feel like dealing with that. So when it comes down to that, like, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, empathize with people. If you're not, then just don't say anything.
Yeah. It's just very simple. Don't say anything because, you know, everybody has stuff going on. Just because to you that was a walk in the park, you was able to handle it and manage it, doesn't mean the next person has those same skills yet. Like, they're still learning.
Right. And if you're that person that's still learning, but you still want to tell that person 100,000 times what you're going through, after a while, they just might be tired.
Yeah. Like, now, that's true, too.
You need to, either you're going to adhere to what they're saying or understand if somebody's, you know, nurturing and watering what you're saying and there for you, and you still coming with them with the same stuff. Or just, you know, at this point, I'm drained. Yeah. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, at this time, I'm over it.
So, yeah, that's the realness.
I think going back to our point, though, about, you know, managing life and not letting it manage you, like, just remembering not to let the big things or the small things get you down. You know, finding a way to cope with the things that life throws. Because, like I said earlier, it's, every day is a new thing.
Yeah, and I feel like I just had a thought, like, when you're thinking about managing life. So I thought about people. And, you know, for instance, when you're at work and maybe you have that same boss or coworker, you know how they're going to come in or you know how they're going to ping you or email you. Like, learn how to manage that. Like, manage maybe how you respond or how you allow it to affect you. Like, are you going to be as reactive? Or, you know, just learn how to manage. That's what I think of, too, in managing things and managing life. It's like, that could be manageable. You don't have to get upset every time they say something to you.
Yeah, I feel like that goes to managing emotions, managing our feelings, you know, knowing how to talk to people, you know, being able to say, this person might not be my favorite person in the world, but I know that we have to work together. So there has to be some type of relationship. But keeping it professional because, very, you know, we are in inflation. Don't get fired because you just don't know how to talk to people.
And that's the thing. I'm like, y'all.
Or you don't want to respond to the messages that are coming through. You don't want to email nobody back.
You should know how
and to. Now they're about to let you go.
Right. I'm like, you should know how to maintain your peace. Like, just it's really not that. It, like, you, I feel like it's really not that serious.
It's not. It's especially not. When it comes to stuff like that. Like, coworker stuff, that'd be the last thing I'm worried about.
Because I do not care. Day,
after I clock out, I don't know who y'all are. I don't know y'all.
That part. And I'm,
like, after five, who are those people?
Who are those people? And same thing, like, even with friends. Like, stop telling me about the same thing. Stop telling me about that man.
If you're not going to be that man. Yes, I don't want to hear about
it. It's very simple. Are you staying or are you leaving? Because I would support you either way. But
right. Either way, I'm going to still fuck with you because you're my friend. But, like, if you telling me
that you're so stressed out, you can't do this, you can't do that, that is manageable.
That's manageable because you can leave him.
Maybe we need to do an episode on is this manageable? Because that is manageable. That's manageable.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to hear it. I don't. But that's you know, that goes to stress management. There are benefits of stress management.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the benefits is like a healthy immune system. When you're stressed and you're sick all the time, that's a sign that you're stressed.
Yeah, because I feel like we should talk about stress first. Like, stress kills, y'all. Stress is so serious. Like, when you are stressed and you're overwhelmed, that's not just, you feel that all over your body. Your heart is pumping faster than it need to be. Your blood pressure high.
Your nervous system.
Your nervous system is all out of whack. You're anxious. You're nervous. like your body's just out of whack. It's not in this equilibrium state. So let's start there, you know.
Yeah, stress, it does kill. And then when you start adding on stuff, like self-coping, those drugs y'all take sometimes, you know, that's your business. But that just makes it even worse. That just makes it worse.
Even worse, yeah.
So I think that that's important to look at that piece of, to have some long-term health and, you know, goodness for your well-being or positivity for your well-being. You know, you want to have a healthy immune system that goes into that. Like, you can't have that if you stress. Of course you're sick all the time. You're stressed out. Like, that is a sign. You're going to have a cold all the time, or, oh, I just can't get rid of this cold. Why is that?
Hold on, friend. I think
probably. Oh, that happens all the time sometimes. Okay. Give us just a minute, please.
Okay, we're back.
There we go. We're good. All right. What else? Well, benefit. Better sleep. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, better sleep, which is important.
Weight. Yeah. If you weight up and down, might be stress.
Might be stress.
Improve mood and relationships. Let's take a pause for that.
Yeah.
If you are upset all the time and just moody, people don't want to be around you because you're really stressed, you know, you might have to consider some things. It's, how can I say this? You, every time it's somebody else, they piss me off. They said this, we're not friends anymore. If you can't maintain relationships.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It might be you.
It might just be stress.
Yeah, it might be stress. Maybe it's not you exactly, but it might be the stress that you're
It's you. Because the stress is manageable. Stress, this is stress management.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
So how can people manage their stress? Like, what are some ways?
It's not that serious. Okay. I mean, I know that
that's... that mindset.
Yeah, I really feel like... I'm not saying life is a joke. Life is very serious. Don't get me wrong. But it's not going to kill me either.
Okay.
Can I help that my car is going to do the things that it's going to do? They don't last always.
That's true.
Like, things, material things don't last all the time. You can get a house fire and your dream house burns down. And I give myself, personally, I can't speak to everybody else. I give myself one day.
Yeah,
we're going to be angry, cry all day, whatever you got to do. I give myself one day. And I gather my thoughts. I feel how I need to feel. Then next day... we need to do something a little different.
Right. We need to go ahead and get a plan in place.
Get a plan in place. And I just feel like that's real. Like, I'm not telling you don't feel what you feel and under, you know, like, undermine the things that you're feeling and experiencing with life. But you also have to understand that this is just things that's a part of it.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, like, these are just the things that, it's just a mindset thing and being able to say, these are the things that are happening in life, but they don't have to affect me so negatively, or they don't have to put so much weight on my shoulders. Let me just let it roll off my back.
Right. And just, like, to be technical, like, some of the ways that you can manage stress, speaking up for yourself, making sure that you're comfortable, making sure that you're creating safe spaces or creative spaces for yourself, communication, like, you know, just all of those things. Avoid stuff that's troubling to you. So if you're a person that, you know, you hate to be late, then get your ass up and get up on time. Leave on time so you have about 10-15 minutes to waste, you know. Or I have no sense of directions, honey. I need to leave. I need to use my GPS, so I need to leave about an hour because I might get lost. So I need to make sure I have about a good hour to make sure I can get where I need to get. Stress management.
I think another good one is expecting the unexpected. Or, like, don't have too many high expectations for how things go. Because when things don't go the way that you wanted it to be, a lot of people let that be the meltdown for the day.
Right.
Where all hell is breaking loose because we had these expectations for how things were going to go. And one little thing was
just
not on that list.
Your world.
And now it's all hell breaking loose. So that's that. Also, minimizing conflict with people
can
also help lessen stress.
No drama. We watch, and sometimes I don't even watch it. I do watch Paternity Court, but like, you should. Drama, conflict, mess, that's never good.
Yeah,
that's just extra stress. Even just hearing about it, that should be stressful.
It is.
Let alone being the drama.
Right.
Stress. Just extra stress. I feel like this makes you feel healthier, lighter, smile. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people ask me, like, how are you happy all the time? Because I choose to be happy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You have to choose to be happy. You have to choose to wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to be in a good mood today.
Right.
I'm not going to cuss somebody out.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just not. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I choose to be happy. If you want to be upset and your world's tumbling down, what does that have to do with me?
Right.
I mind my business very well.
Yeah.
So I think that, oh, that might be another stress management tip. Mind your business.
Yes.
When you start getting involved in other people's business, absolutely not.
Right. That causes more stress. And like we talked about on the last episode or the episode before that, being still, you know, saving time for yourself. That mm-hmm. can also help with stress too.
So I think that that's really helpful tips for stress management, because mm-hmm. that's initially what happens when we allow life to begin to manage us, and then you begin to neglect things, and mm-hmm. yeah, you just start feeling away, and next thing you know, just passing out on somebody.
Yeah.
You gotta, everybody has their breaking point.
Happening. Yeah, that's what be happening. So yeah, so I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Right.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
Make sure that you guys take the time to like look at how are you managing life. Are you mm-hmm. managing it in a way that you are happy about it? You're comfortable with it? Is it something that's draining you? Is it something that's, you know, pulling you down by your shoulders and your bootstraps? If so, figure out how you can kind of rearrange that. Like, how can I manage this in a better way for my health?
Absolutely.
And my stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it goes back to like getting to know who you are and just, you know. Mm-hmm. Some things, they might not work anymore.
Yeah.
So that's okay. That's a part of life, brings changes. So yeah. Be willing to change.
Yeah, be willing to change.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Make sure that you guys are following us on our Instagram at @what'sthepoint_pod. You can follow me on my Instagram at devin.nicole. That's mm-hmm. Devin with A, Nicole with two E's.
And you can follow me at _ILoveNewYork. And also be sure to subscribe to our YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can watch it visually, or for those who want to hear it on the audio, that's cool too.
Yep, we appreciate either one. Make
right.
sure y'all run it up. We really appreciate that. But you guys make sure to check all the links in the bio, because mm-hmm. they'll be there for you guys. And we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Bye.